Jim Speary, it's March 1st, 2012, at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I am with a fellow New Mexican who happens to also be an Albuquerque fireman. Please tell me your name, sir.
Zachary Minzy.
Zach, can I call you Zach?
Yes, sir.
What's your rank, Zachary?
Sergeant.
And we just came back from a mission, yes, 5 minutes ago. Tell us what we just did.
We picked up a local national who was struck by a vehicle, an Afghan army vehicle. They dropped a 9-line, and we responded to a point of injury to go pick him up. Patient had multiple fractures in his right arm and right leg.
So this is a typical type of mission, or if there is such a thing out here?
Yeah, that's hard to say typical because they vary so much. Local nationals, we used to run a lot of calls on. As we're closer to withdrawal, it seems like we're getting away from running calls on local nationals. But the severity of injuries, yes. Fractures, gunshot wounds, injuries from IEDs, and explosions. It's pretty typical injuries we'll run on.
Now, in the civilian world, back in New Mexico, tell me a little bit about the job that you do.
Yeah, sure. So back home, I'm a firefighter with the Albuquerque Fire Department. I've been doing that for approximately 10 years. And it's similar in nature as far as some of the trauma, with the exception of explosions and the number of amputations that we run out here.
Now, how old are you?
33.
Now, you've been a fireman in Albuquerque for 10 years. Is this your first deployment? You're also with the Guard. So how does this work?
Yeah.
Is there anybody, if my house goes up in flames, or who's going to take care of it?
Yeah, no. It's covered back home. Somebody, they float somebody in my spot at the firehouse that I'm from in Albuquerque. So, yeah, you're covered.
I want to be sure about that because you're not the only Albuquerque fireman out here, right?
Yes, sir. There's four of us total. One paramedic, another fireman like myself, and a lieutenant firefighter.
So there's four. Okay, now I'm going to call my wife and make sure that the house doesn't burn down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you don't have anything to worry about. The guys, we have it covered over there.
Well, you guys are, the Albuquerque Fire Department is obviously well represented here, doing their duty with the National Guard. That's amazing that there's four of you here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, too. It's good to be out here in Afghanistan working alongside the same fellows I'm working with back home. So there's already a trust there and almost a heads up or if you will, we can hit the ground running because we know each other's worth ethic a little bit. So,
have you deployed before?
Negative. This is my first time, sir.
We're in the fourth quarter of your deployment. We all know you're going home soon in the future. What do you take with you after this deployment that you'll implement back home at in the fire department?
Well, obviously the experience from all the calls, the knowledge from the medical standpoint. That transitions over into my job back home. It's it's just a humbling experience and rewarding experience. A different flood of, a tidal wave of emotions is what I take home with me. Just things that I won't forget that I've seen out here.
A lot of people in this region know about Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, which we call Eddie here. A lot of people say this phrase, this is where the war's at. Tell me how you feel being from New Mexico. This is also our centennial. You're representing New Mexico here, and this is where the war's at. How does that make you feel?
Proud. I mean, very proud. Proud to do my part. Proud to be representing New Mexico along with the other guys in an area where we are making a difference.
Very, very good. What's the first thing you want to do when you go home?
Just hug my family.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
My wife's a teacher at Hope Christian School, and my son's a student there as well. He's in ninth grade, so he's giving her a little bit of trouble, a little pain in the side while I'm gone. So,
Anything in particular other than the family that you miss, like a particular restaurant or anything?
Oh, green chili from anywhere right now. I don't care where. Green chili, red chili, and the mountains.
All right, very good. So, well, maybe we should talk to the folks at El Pinto and Garcia's and hook you up for a good Mexican meal when you get home. How about that?
Hey, it sounds good to me. No objections though, on this side.
All right, Zachary Menzies, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Zachary Menzies with the New Mexico National Guard, also with the Albuquerque Fire Department. We just completed a mission that I was able to go on with him, where he took care of a local national that was hit by an Afghan Army vehicle. And thanks a lot for speaking with us. Sure appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Thanks for the time.
This is Jim Speary. It's March 1st, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.